Frankfurt Book Fair, billed as the world's biggest book and media trade exposition, opens tomorrow. As much as the book business is now a technology business, so the Frankfurt Book Fair is also a technology fair. Welcome to Copyright Clearance Center's podcast series. My name is Christopher Keneally for Beyond the Book, and today, October 9th, Frankfurt hosts the International Rights Directors Meeting, examining China as an emerging market giant and assessing the risks and opportunities of selling to more than 1 billion Chinese consumers. Elsewhere, numerous startups are on hand to launch their products and services into the limitless digital space. One of these is Gangxi.com, whose interactive marketing platform seeks to address the overwhelming task that publishers and authors now face to promote and sell their content online. Joining me from Frankfurt is Gangxi co-founder Josh Cohen. Josh, welcome to Beyond the Book.
Thanks for having me, Chris.
Well, it's great to have you on the show from Frankfurt, where you've just launched Gangxi. We'll tell people briefly about your own background. You spent your career working in a variety of media spaces, including book publishing, music, and TV and film. You are the former CEO and co-founder of Germany-based iFaro Media, a pioneer in video-based content identification solutions. And Josh Cohen has also had positions at Merrill Lynch, Bertelsmann, and MTV, and indeed kind of a panoply of media players. And what's interesting to me right now, of course, is that point I made at the top, which is the book business is very much a technology business. So I'm going to ask you about the Gangxi solution. Tell us what the problem is and how you managed to answer it with what you're calling a showcase.
Sure. So if you look at the technology business, right, or if you look at the publishing business right now, you'll see that a lot of publishers are being overwhelmed by what's going on. There are more devices, there are more platforms, there are more retailers. And you would think, when you think about technology, you think that technology makes things better. You think that technology makes things easier. But for some reason, we're in this kind of strange place where the publishers and many publishers and authors, certainly not all of them, are being overwhelmed by what's out there. Suddenly, they're trying to market and promote their books, and they have all of these different opportunities. They have all of kind of these moving parts that they have to control, right? So to give you a simple example, an author or a self-published author or even a publisher needs to sell his book from multiple retailers or is selling his book or her book from multiple retailers. The problem this creates is that suddenly they need to make sure that anyone who discovers that book through a promotion can buy from all of those retailers, right? Because every customer has his own preference or her own preference. So the problem becomes that suddenly Facebook, Twitter, emails, websites, they need to basically make all of these retailer links available. And this can be a technological challenge, believe it or not. Publishers and authors don't want to have to worry about coding or links or putting things together, right? They want to create and market books, do what they do best. So that's just one example. But the point is, well, the problem becomes that technology is not being harnessed and used to their advantage. It's overwhelming them and not enabling them to do what they want to do.
So Josh, what we're looking for, and I can certainly sympathize with that pain on the part of authors, is a kind of unified platform, a single one-stop shop.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And so what Gangxi is essentially doing is Gangxi says, hey, look, you want to promote that book on your Facebook page, on your website, from Twitter, from emails. Make sure that anyone who finds that book can engage with it, i.e. understand the book, read a preview, look at a description, watch a video trailer if you'd like to include it, right? Make sure that that person says, I really like that book. And then once that person has decided they want to buy it, make sure they can either buy through multiple retailers or buy directly via Gangxi. And we can kind of get into the direct connections aspect of this after. But the whole idea there is that we've created this idea of a showcase. It's a small interactive unit that can be dropped on a website, on a Facebook page, can be tweeted, it can be emailed, it can be shared. It can be created once and used as part of an entire promotion to make everything easier for publishers and authors.
Right. We are talking about something that people can see at Gangxi.com. You're now live. But for those of us just listening to this program right now, that single showcase is a single unit with these components that are kind of built into it. And so I, as an author, and maybe you can talk about a specific case, you've got a couple of beta players in all of this, can drop in these elements and be good to go.
Yeah, I'll give you an excellent one that kind of ties into, you know, this whole theme. So Robert Brockway is an author who writes for crack.com. Crack.com is kind of an old, it used to be, it was kind of like a mad magazine back in the 80s and 90s, I think. And then now it's moved online.
It goes back even further than that. Being an old mad fan myself, Cracked was kind of even.
It was a poor man's mad,
if you can imagine that. Exactly.
Right. So mad was 25 cents cheap and cracked was 12 and a half.
That's right.
Okay. So the point is that Robert Brockway comes to Gangsy with his own following. People know him. People discover him on the articles. People discover him on his website, on Facebook pages. So what Robert says is, hey, look, you know what? I want to tap into this traffic. I want to make sure that people who are discovering me at all of these points can buy that book quickly, or first of all, engage the book, understand what it is, and buy it in the manner that they prefer, right? So that's the starting point with Robert Brockway. So he puts a showcase on his Facebook page, on his website. He includes a link to it in articles that he's written. So suddenly these consumers can get right there and figure out what he has. Now that's part one. Now part two is, once those customers discover that book, they can either buy through the multiple retailers by clicking on any of those links, or they can buy it directly from Robert Brockway. Now, what's the advantage there? The advantage there is when they buy it directly from him via Gangsy, they can access it on any of their devices, and Robert keeps 90% of the net sales, right? So that means he's keeping much more than he's getting for the retailers. And you think to yourself, well, why does Robert deserve that, or how does that work? Well, the answer is Robert's generating that interest. People are coming to those showcases because of Robert, so he might as well sell directly to them. And that's the idea. And for him, it's been very successful.
Right, but the particular buyers, the consumers, the readers, we used to call them, they may have some preferences in the way they want to buy, and so they get that choice right there on the site.
Absolutely right. They get that choice, and they can, again, buy through retailers, or they can support, look at it another way, they're actually supporting the artist. Right. When the artist gets paid more, they're supporting him or her.
Right. Well, we are talking with Josh Cohen, a co-founder of Gangsy.com, which has just launched ahead of Frankfurt Book Fair 2012, which opens tomorrow, October 10th, as we record this today on Tuesday, October 9th. And Josh, so essentially you're proffering this as a simple answer to a pretty complex problem. Talk about some of the other attractive aspects of the showcase. It's a very consistent platform. It's even something that's optimized for mobile.
So the first is it's obviously uniform, right? So that essentially means, let's say you set up a showcase and you put three retailer links on it, and then a day later you have two more retailer links you can add in. You can add those two retailer links directly in, and everywhere that showcase appears, those retailer links will be added. Right. So think about that, what that means in terms of the amount of effort you have to put into your promotional activities. You're covered. We have you covered, right? There's no additional expenses, no development costs. You're covered. That's kind of the first one. The second one, which we find is extremely interesting right now, and this is based upon many, many conversations with authors and publishers, is that they need to make direct connections with their audiences. So in a way, we see Gangsy as kind of breaking down these barriers that exist online between authors and publishers and their audiences. And the way, one of the ways we do this is by allowing them to collect email addresses. So from any showcase, an author or a publisher can put a small little field or a small element that's optional, and it can say, hey, do you want to subscribe to this author? Click here. So do you want to essentially give that author your email address so that the author or publisher can build a long-lasting relationship with you? That's the idea, because this is absolutely key in kind of the new world of publishing, right? Building those brands, maintaining those connections so those brands can kind of be further built.
Right. And so really, once you've done the hard work as a publisher or an author to find those people so they could discover your content, you want to hang on to them for as long as you can. The other thing that, of course, is very helpful is having some data about what's working and what's not working. I understand that Gangsy collects that kind of information.
Right. That's exactly right. I mean, the idea, you know, there's a couple of things. You want to know what's working. You want to know what's not working. You want to kind of, in a way, reward those who are driving traffic to you. You don't want to ignore those things. And I think that essentially says summarizes it correctly. Right. The idea is provide analytics data so that you, as a publisher or author, can understand where the traffic is coming from and what those who come to your showcases choose to do. Do they choose to click on a retailer? they choose to buy directly. All of those pieces of information are very important to you and affect how your marketing and promotion works. To take it even another step further, the problem is right now, authors and publishers are in the dark about this, and that's what we want to solve.
Well, it's interesting and an elegant enough solution. I've seen it online, again, at Gangsy.com. And Josh, I guess I have to ask the question that everybody asks of any startup, even a self-funded one like Gangsy. So how exactly are you going to make money?
Excellent question. And there's kind of two components to the way we make money. The first is via affiliate fees. So whenever an author or publisher sets up a book via Gangsy, they can put in their own affiliate links and collect 75% of the commissions. The way it works is this. Gangsy has our own affiliate links. We will basically use our affiliate links 25% of the time and use the author's affiliate links 75% of the time, or the publisher. So that way we're essentially splitting it 75-25. That's number one. So there, the author, publisher is taking most of the affiliate fees. Now, bear in mind, the author or publisher or anyone else who wants to promote can set up as many showcases as they want with no cost. Now, I mentioned this before, direct sales, we basically take 10% of the net. And 10% of net sales means we will collect, someone buys, the payment processor takes out their fee, which can be, I don't know, around 5%, then we take 10% of what remains. We want it to be perfectly transparent how much we're taking.
Well, I appreciate the help you've given us in understanding this particular issue that Gangsy seeks to solve. And I guess I wonder, as you look around Frankfurt, I know things are just getting underway, Josh. How right am I that this is as much a technology fair as a book publishing fair?
You know, you are right. It's essentially the book, what's happening to the book publishing industry is what's happening to every other media industry. It's gradually being forced to kind of shake free of its roots, let's say, and move in the direction of being more and more technology oriented, and specifically more and more kind of online and web oriented.
And what about the point that Gangsy is seeking to address? I mean, you don't make a distinction between publishers and authors. Authors these days are very often their own publishers. Do you expect to see a lot of self-published authors there at Frankfurt?
Do we expect to see a lot of self-published authors? I would say no. I think there are certainly, now don't quote me on this, haha, although I'm being recorded, but I think that there certainly are a lot of activities here geared towards self-published authors, but I don't think that Frankfurt is a destination necessary or a known destination for self-published authors.
Perhaps not yet. Perhaps in 2013, because the business is changing that fast.
Perhaps.
All right. Josh Cohen, co-founder of Gangsy.com, thank you for joining us today on Beyond the Book.
Chris, I really enjoyed it. Thanks a lot.
Well, we enjoyed having you on. We should tell people that Copyright Clearance Center is at Frankfurt Book Fair this week, and you're all invited to a special program on Thursday called Rights, Contents, Solutions. It happens at 9:15 to 10:45 on Thursday in the Hall 4.2, the Professional and Scientific Information Hotspot. So do try to join us there. There'll be breakfast served, some special speakers talking about copyright-compliant content delivery. Beyond the Book is produced by Copyright Clearance Center, a global rights broker for the world's most sought-after materials, including millions of books and ebooks, journals, newspapers, magazines, and blogs, as well as now images, movies, and television shows. You can follow Beyond the Book on Twitter, find Beyond the Book on Facebook, and subscribe to the free podcast series on iTunes or at the Copyright Clearance Center website, copyright.com. Just click on Beyond the Book. Our engineer is Jeremy Briske of Burst Marketing. My name is Christopher Keneally. For all of us at Copyright Clearance Center, thanks for listening to Beyond the Book.